And it is now 3.5 minutes past 9 o'clock. My name is Robert Barclay, the Duke of Jukes, spinning the blues for you here on Sunday nights. For the past 33 years, thanks for being there for at least a part of that ride. I'm going to give you my email address. Email's the best way to reach me. If you want to say hello, I'd love to hear from you. It doesn't have to be a long email, 2 or 3 sentences. Let me know what town, city, state, province, country, wherever it is you're listening. I love knowing you're out there. And honestly, this is the only way I can really find out that you are out there. Here's my email address. It's robert.barclay, B-A-R-C-L-A-Y, at cmich.edu. Excuse me. Let me try that again. robert.barclay at cmich.edu. And thanks for taking the time to drop me a line. I've already heard from Skylight Steve listening from San Lorenzo on the southeast corner of the San Francisco Bay. And I heard from Mailman Dan. He used to be my mailman, but so I dubbed him Mailman Dan. Well, he and Polly are listening from their Eden tonight, surrounded by 60 acres of woods and really enjoying the broadcast. I also heard from Mark up in Alpena, who's been doing some serious partying in most recent times and having a whole lot of fun, but he's by his radio tonight and enjoying the B.B. King and Hank Williams. I'll be getting to Hank Williams here shortly. And I also heard from Trevor up at the Sioux, and he said he saw B.B. King in 2013 at the Kuwaitan Casino at the Sioux, and he was tossing out necklaces, guitar picks. I picked up one of his lapel pins, and I still have it, and I really treasure my lapel pin. And when I wear a suit, which isn't often, but when I do, there's my B.B. King lapel pin. And so he's saying, Trevor's saying, happy birthday to B.B. from all of us at the Sioux Blues Society in the Sioux, Ontario. Thank you, Trevor. And I also heard from Pete. He said, thanks for honoring the King of the Blues, B.B. King, on the anniversary of his birth. He said he took his son to see B.B. King a year before he died. He said, what a great show at that age, and he was priceless. Ironically, he says, at the same venue, he took his daughter to see Aretha Franklin, and he's glad his kids, who happen to be CMU students, as a matter of fact, got to see a legend as well. Pete, listening from Oscoda. Thanks for taking the time to drop me a line. I appreciate that. Let's get back to the music now. I'm going to debut a new CD from songwriter from Louisiana named Tony Joe White. He is the youngest of seven children, born in 1943 on a cotton farm about 20 miles from the nearest town, Oak Grove, Louisiana. And he loved listening to the blues as a kid. He especially liked it when it was just a guitar, a harp, and a stomping foot, kind of like John Lee Hooker often played with his foot stomping. And Tony Joe White became a great songwriter as well. Probably most famously, his tunes are Poke Salad Annie and Rainy Night in Georgia. He's got a couple of dozen releases out. This one is called Bad Mouthin'. It's on the Yep Rock record label. And here he is on the title track, Bad Mouthin'.
Something to eat. I walk into the kitchen and just stand at my feet, and you start bad-mouthing me. Yeah, you bad-mouthing me, baby. You keep bad-mouthing, baby, I'm still gonna put you down. Get off in the evening, get home right about 4. First thing I hear from you, baby, when I walk through that door, I just don't bad mouth. Yeah, you start bad mouthing me. You keep bad mouthing me, I'm sure I'ma put you down. Shape up, you better get started. One of these days I'm gonna leave you broken hearted. Bad mouthing. You just keep on bad mouthing. You keep bad mouthing, baby, so I'm gonna put you down. Short day, night's done come on me, and a mighty short day, night's done fell on me. Oh, another lonely night, another night. Sun go down, I just hang my head and cry. Got the sun down blue. I got the sun down blue. Lord, I don't know how I got. Man, they sure are to lose. mighty long time. If I don't hurry up and go, think I'm going out of my mind.
And that was Tony Joe White on guitar and vocals and his foot tapping. And that was from his new CD titled Bad Mouthin'. We opened up with the title track and we concluded with the Sundown Blues. Tony Joe White. We'll get back to more from him on another edition of the Juke Joint broadcast. Robert Barclay here. It's just about 19 minutes past 9 o'clock. And I got an email last week from Robert up in Houghton Lake. And he said he was enjoying the show, and he said, can you slip in some Joe Bonamassa for me sometime? Well, I said I'll bring it with me next Sunday night. And let me tell you just a tiny bit about Joe Bonamassa. He's got a huge following, especially of young people. He was born in New Hartford, New York, back in 1977. He's now 41, but he started playing guitar before he even started kindergarten. His father encouraged his son. His father was an avid music fan, and he exposed Joe to British blues rock records by Eric Clapton and Jeff Beck. And at the age of 11, Joe was mentored and trained by Danny Gatton, who's a legend in his own right. When Joe Bonamassa was 12, he had his own band gigging all over Western New York and Pennsylvania, and B.B. King came to town. And he said, man, this kid can play. So he opened, Joe Bonamassa opened for B.B. King at approximately 20 shows back in 1989. He's had great commercial success with his albums, and we're going to turn to a couple of tracks from his CD from 2010 called Black Rock. Joe Bonamassa, guitar and vocals, and we're going to open up with his performance of an Otis Rush tune, Three Times a Fool.
So time wears on and I have
Well, especially for Robert up in Houghton Lake, that was Joe Bonamassa from 2010 on a blues standard, Look Over Yonder's Wall. I think Arthur Big Boy Crudup might have done that the first time in the 1940s, and Elmore James did a killer version of Look Over Yonder's Wall in the 1950s. And great performance by Joe Bonamassa on guitar and vocals on his CD Black Rock. Well, today is B.B. King's 93rd birthday. It's also, if you know Tom T. Ball, the host of CMU Public Radio's homespun folk music show, traditional music show, roots music show at 4 p.m. on Sunday afternoons. If you know Tom Ball, today is his birthday. So if you don't see him or hear from him tonight, you can always send him a belated happy birthday tomorrow. Tomorrow is the 95th birthday of the great Hank Williams. He was born in Mount Olive, Alabama, in Butler County, and he was exposed to some blues by a man on the street named Rufus Payne, and Hank would later relocate down the road from Mount Olive to Montgomery, Alabama, where his music career began on the radio station WSFA. He hosted a 15-minute radio show. Shortly after that, he formed his own band, the Drifting Cowboys, and began to record in the late 1940s and had a hit with Move It On Over and joined the Louisiana Hayride radio broadcast out of Shreveport, Louisiana. Sadly, he had severe back pain, and he took pills for that. He was an alcoholic and a prescription drug abuser, and it severely compromised his health. On New Year's Eve, 1952, he was in the back seat of his Cadillac being driven by a friend to Canton, Ohio for a New Year's Day gig when he died in the back seat. He was only 29. He is in the Country Music Hall of Fame, inducted there in 1961. He was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1970, and he was listed as an early influence on rock and roll and inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in that category in 1987. You wouldn't know it, but Ray Charles and Dinah Washington were huge fans of Hank Williams, and they covered some of Hank's tunes. But what I'm going to do for you to celebrate Hank Williams tonight, I'm going to play two tunes by Hank right now. I'm going to play two more during the 10 o'clock hour. Let's go back to 1949. He did a radio show sponsored by, it was called the Health and Happiness Show, on the radio all over Tennessee and Kentucky and Alabama. He was heard on the air. Here he is in 1949, and I'm going to let him introduce this next number.
Well, here we are right back again with you. We got a little song here now that I'd like to do for you, one that put together about a year and a half ago and recorded. And there's a lot of suffering in this song. We hope you never do have to go through nothing like this. We have to do it quite often, though. Here it is. Little thing called I Got the Love Sick Blues. I got a feeling called the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby said goodbye, Lord, I don't know what to do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she calls me sweet. Daddy's such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now, and I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues. Well, I'm in love, with a beautiful gal. That's what's the matter with me. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal, but she don't care about me. Lord, I tried and I tried to keep her satisfied, but she just wouldn't stay. So now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling called the blues, oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what to do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she calls me sweet. Daddy, such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now, and I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues. Friends, right now, here's a word. Off here with a little song that I wrote here a few years ago. This man got tired of his wife beating him on the head with a frying pan, so he wrote her a song. Title of it is, I'm a Long Gone Daddy. Well, all you want to do is sit around and pout. And now I got enough, and gal, I'm getting out. I'm leaving now. I'm leaving now. Well, I'm a long gone daddy. I don't need you anyhow. I've been in the doghouse a doggone long. When I get a kiss, I think there's something wrong. So I'm leaving now. I'm leaving now. Well, I'm a long gone daddy. I don't need you anyhow. Remember back when you were nice and sweet, but things have changed, you'd rather fight than eat. So I'm leaving now. I'm leaving now. Well, I'm a long gone daddy, I don't need you anyhow. I go find a gal that wants to treat me right. You go get yourself a man that wants to fight, 'cause I'm leaving now. I'm leaving now. Well, I'm a long gone daddy. I don't need you anyhow. Well, you start your jaws a-wagging and they never stop. You never shut your mouth until I blow my top. So I'm leaving now. I'm leaving now. Well, I'm a long gone daddy. I don't need you anyhow. Well, I'm gonna do some riding on the midnight train. I'm taking everything except my ball and chain, 'cause I'm leaving now. I'm leaving now. Well, I'm a long gone daddy. I don't need you anyhow.
All right. Happy 95th birthday to the great Hank Williams. He died on New Year's Day, 1953. And we just heard a couple of songs from his Health and Happiness radio broadcast. And we just heard a tune titled, I'm a Long Gone Daddy. And we opened up with one of his big hits, The Lovesick Blues. Well, I just heard from a couple of listeners who live in Mason, down south of Lansing, but They've been building a home in the Jordan River Valley for the last 5 years, and they finally took occupancy to move in, and they've been listening to the show since the beginning. That's 33 years ago. And listening on Sundays the whole time, whether working very late or driving or taking time for dinner or while driving back to Mason, really enjoy the stories and the tunes, and wanted to let me know that they are part of their home on Sunday nights. I certainly do appreciate that. I enjoyed reading that, and I heard from Kelly in St. John's and said she's enjoying listening to the stories from B.B. King about his guitar, Lucille, and how she got her name. And I appreciate you taking the time to drop me a line. And I heard from John in Saginaw, who said he's been out on the party boat on, I think it's Twin Lake up near Lewiston, and listening to music there. Now it's driving home to Saginaw time with the Juke Joint tuned in on his car radio. Thank you, John, for taking the time to drop me a line. It's just about 9:37, and I'm going to debut a new CD from Johnny Rawls, a soul singer with a bluesy edge. He is now 67, born in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. He started out playing the saxophone and the clarinet in high school, and then a teacher hooked him up to be in a band to back up singers ZZ Hill and Joe Tex, and then later O.V. Wright. Here is Johnny Rawls from his new CD, I'm Still Around, and we're going to open up with What You Do to Me.
Kiss me, baby, I freeze in my tracks. I never had a woman to make me feel like, oh no. When you touch me, I tremble inside. Well, what you doing, girl? What you doing to me? Oh yeah. Just like honey, well, I guess that's why I give you all my money. The way you rock me, the way you roll me, got me out of control. What you doing, girl? What you doing to me? I love you. Time after time, and tell the world you're mine all. yes I do. Come on now, baby.
That was a new CD from singer Johnny Rawls. The CD is called I'm Still Around, and he has switched to a label called Third Street Cigar Records. And we just heard a tune titled I'm Still, or rather, Dancing Tonight. And we opened up with What You Do to Me. Johnny Rawls, I've seen him several times at the Chicago Blues Festival over the decades. Great fun to see him in person. He's got a wonderful voice and clearly influenced by O.V. Wright, one of his mentors. Well, it's time to return to my salute to B.B. King on his 93rd birthday, which is today. And like my friend David Ginsberg suggested, he said, I know you can only play four songs by B.B. King due to the rules of streaming. How about if you gave a spin to some songs that B.B. King covered during his career? We're going to hear another tune from Louis Jordan that B.B. King greatly admired. But before that, we're going to turn to the original version of The Thrill Is Gone. Now, you know B.B. King had a huge hit with that, and it crossed over to the pop charts back in 1968. The Thrill Is Gone. In fact, I'm not sure there was a gig after 1968 when he did not play that in a show because it was such a big hit and it was a fan favorite. Well, here is the man who wrote the tune. He was based in the San Francisco Bay Area during the 1950s. His name, Roy Hawkins, and he wrote The Thrill Is Gone. And here he is singing it in 1951 for the Modern label. Maxwell Davis is on the tenor sax, Willard McDaniel's on piano, and Johnny Moore's on guitar. That's a heck of a band. And here's Roy Hawkins, The Thrill Is Gone.
The thrill is gone, gone, gone away. Yes, the thrill is gone, gone, gone to stay. Baby, you've done me wrong. You'll be sorry someday. The thrill is gone, gone, gone from me. I still live on, lonely though I'll be. That old thrill we knew, nothing but misery. Time I met you, baby, you weave your magic well. But now I can forget you, 'cause I'm free, free from your spell. The thrill is gone, gone, gone for good. Baby's all over. I carry on, that's understood. Cue.
Now, was Adam happy as a man could be to leave God and messing with that old apple tree? Ain't that just like a woman? Ain't that just like a woman? Yes, that's just like a woman. They'll do it every time. Lot took his wife down to the corner store for malted. She wouldn't mind her business, boy, did she get salted. Ain't that just like a woman? Ain't that just like a woman? Yes, that's just like a woman. They'll do it every time. Samson thought Delilah was on the square till one night she clipped him for all his hair. Ain't that just like a woman? Yes, that's just like a woman. Ain't that just like a woman? They'll do it every time. Sure will. Nero fiddled while Rome was burned. Ain't that just like a woman? Ain't that just like a woman? Yes, that's just like a woman. They'll do it every time. Marie Antoinette met them hungry cats at the gate. They were crying for bread. She said, let them eat cake. Ain't that just like a woman? Ain't that just like a woman? Yes, that's just like a woman. They'll do it every time. You do, she's never satisfied. Ain't that just like a woman? Ain't that just like a woman? Yes, that's just like a woman. They'll do it every time.
Ain't that just like a woman? That was Louis Jordan on a big hit for him. It went to number one on the charts back in 1946 when he recorded it, and B.B. King was listening. Because B.B. King went on to do a version of that song as well. Ain't that just like a woman? Taking us to the top of the hour, I'm going to turn to another track that B.B. King covered. This is by Robert Nighthawk. Now, Tampa Red did a version of A Sweet Black Angel as well. But Robert Nighthawk in 1949 recorded his version with some slide guitar, Sweet Black Angel. Now, when B.B. King covered this in the 1950s, 56 to be exact, it was his record label said, you know, why don't you call it something other than Black Angel? How about Sweet Little Angel? So when B.B. King did it, he changed the lyrics around just a little bit, and he called it Sweet Little Angel. Well, here is Robert Nighthawk in 1949 with Ernest Lane on the piano, Willie Dixon on acoustic bass, and Robert Nighthawk, vocals and guitar, on Sweet Black Angel.
I've got a sweet black angel. I like the way she spreads her wings. I've got a sweet black angel. I like the way she spreads her wings. When she spreads her wings over me, I've got joy in everything. If my black angel should quit me, I believe that I would die. If my black angel should quit me, I believe that I will die. If you don't love me, Black Angel, please tell me the reason why. Black Angel for a nickel, and she give me $10 bill. Ask my Black Angel for a nickel, and she give me $10 bill. Told I want a small drink of liquor, she bought me a whiskey still.
Sweet Black Angel, that was Robert Nighthawk from 1949. When I come back after the station ID, I'm going to turn to a request from Buddy Guy, who wanted to hear some B.B. King, so you be sure to stay near the radio.